Twilight of the Elites. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We see America as a place where you can start out poor and die rich.
The notion of the American dream is that you can end up in that small circle of winners.
But in a book called Twilight of the Elites, Chris Hayes, he also hosts a show on MSNBC, writes that it's not working. We've built a meritocracy based on competitive examinations so that positions of influence are filled by people who deserve it without regard to race or who you know. And yet for all that, social mobility in America is declining. His own high school in New York, Hunter, is a case in point. It admits students based strictly on test scores, but it hasn't leveled the playing field.
We've seen a fairly dramatic decline in the number of Black and Latino students admitted, to the point where it's now 3 and 1% respectively. It's in a city that's majority Black and Latino. And along with that, a growth of a test prep industry.
Which means it's the students who can afford the test prep who get in. Oh, for the 50s, when incomes were so much more equal. And yet, look at what it took to create that equality. A citizenry which won a world war by investing, rationing, and recycling, and a government imposing a 90% tax rate on the rich and willing to finance a home and a college education for any GI that wanted them. The government forcibly created a middle class, something nobody would tolerate today.
If we are, in fact, passing the baton of privilege from one generation to the next, we're actually getting the opposite results from what we want, which is the idea that people can come from anywhere, right, and end up at the top.
Chris Hayes, Twilight of the Elites. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.